Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I just want to say welcome to the program tonight. I'm so happy that you're here with me tonight. Let me do a sound check right quick. Sylvia, can you hear me tonight?
Yes.
Great. Good. Nice to have you, girl. Thank you.
Thanks, and nice to be here.
Okay, I'll go ahead and turn my phone off then. It's echoing anyhow. Anyhow, I just want to welcome all of y'all. I know this being a holiday holiday weekend, a lot of people are out of town. I heard them say on the news that it was one of the most traveled holidays that they've had in a while. And a lot of people may be with family or be at the lake and things like that. But I'm glad that you all chose to be with me tonight. I appreciate it so much. And you just don't know. how much it means to me. I want to talk just a little bit tonight. You know, you guys already know, I mean, I'm a nature person, an animal person. I love just watching nature and watching animals and just seeing God's creation. It speaks to me. It just soothes my heart, and it's just something that's just, God just made me that way. And I know some of y'all are that way too. But, you know, even as I sit here at the desk, I can see out the window and see my hummingbird feeders and some of my pot plants and things. And, we can learn a lot by watching God's creation. And I was sitting here the last few days, I've been watching the birds, and we've had whereas we hadn't had just a few here lately, we've been having like 15 and one more, and I think we had maybe 20. And I've only got two feeders out. They're fairly big feeders, but, that where I make the sugar water for them and put out. But I've only got the two out, and there's been quite a few birds that have been emptying them quite a bit. And it's been interesting to me to watch. You know, there's always types and shadows of other things, but I've watched them, and it's like, just as I've been watching one here just in the last few minutes, they have just emptied one of the feeders. And there's one bird that keeps coming back, checking it and checking it and checking it to see if there's any sugar water in it again. And he's checked it time and time again, but he keeps coming back and checking it to see if there's more. And, on the other end of the house, it gets a lot more sun. And, and sugar water, it's going to get fermented. It's going to get rancid after a while if it's during the time that they're not drinking it real fast. And so when it's really hot, I try to, after several days, if they haven't drank it all, to pour it out and make a fresh one that would be good for them. But, you know, I watch those birds, and even after that sugar water goes stinky, goes rancid, they'll still drink it. You know, even after it's gone bad, they'll still go up there and they'll continue to drink that. And I sat there one day and I thought, you know, I'm surprised that they'll continue to go back there. But see, that's their habit. So that's what they're used to. And I have, I have several flowers. I mean, I've got, it's not like there's not any flowers around here. I've got several hanging pot plants and some in pots on the porch, that have blooms on them. They're not all just green plants. So there are blooms available for them to go to. And, but see, they're accustomed to going to that feeder. And even when it's no longer sweet and it's rancid, they continue to go back and drink it, And I'm like, my thought is, it's like, you would think they would stop going to it when it's bad, that they would wait for the fresh water. They would wait for that fresh juice. And as I was watching one the other day, the hibiscus, those blooms will come out and they'll be real pretty for a day or two, and then they'll close up. And I don't know if they close up during the day and they open in the evening. I'm not sure. But I watched one bird. He that bloom the day before had been a nice open, good bloom for him. But see, that the next morning, it was completely closed up. It was wilted. And he would go back to that bloom and try to stick his little beak or tongue down in that bloom, which those blooms are long, but he would try to stick his bloom on. And I'm sitting there talking to him. I'm going, honey, that one's no good anymore. That one's wilted. That one's closed up. You're not going to do any good with that. That one's no longer good. And what's really strange, to me, is when I refill their feeders, I'll come get the feeder. I'll come get it off the porch. I'll take it off the little hook, and I'll take it in the house and I'll wash it real good and let it kind of dry out. And of course, I cook their little sugar water. So when I cook it, I have to cook it and then put it in the refrigerator for, maybe 30 minutes or something, and let it cool before I put it back in their feeder and bring it back out. And so when I remove it, they'll fly around where it was for a little bit, and then they'll go to the other one and hang around it. But what's really strange is when I bring it back out, it's like it's new to them again. Animals are kind of like that. Kitties are like that. You can move furniture in the house and they'll come out and their hair will stand on end and they'll stalk around like, what's this? Even though it might be their favorite chair, if you move it, suddenly they're like, they're like, I've never seen that in my life. They're just so funny about change. Kitty is probably some of the worst, but horses are a lot like that too. Just animals are like that. But those birds, when I take their food away that they've been feeding at all the time, you would think they would be sitting there waiting on it to come back. And maybe they don't think that much. I don't know. But when I bring it back out and I fill it up and it's got all that fresh, wonderful, sweet sugar water for them and a fresh, washed, clean bird feeder and hang it, they'll almost act scared of it. And it's only been gone like, 30 minutes. And there's usually one, and that's the way it seems, there's usually one that will get brave enough to come taste, to come check it out, look at it, and they'll look at it and look at it and fly around it and look at it. And then they'll finally get a drink, and then they'll be like, ooh, that's good, And after they start drinking, it's like some of the others will see it, and then they'll start coming, and then the next thing you know, they're swarmed around it. But I got to thinking about how much we can be like that, that what becomes familiar to us, that even when it goes rancid, or even when it becomes toxic, that we'll continue to feed somewhere, we'll stay with something, even when it's no longer good for us, or when it's yucky to us, and we'll stay because that's where we're used to feeding. That's what we're used to. That's where we're used to being. And just like that little bird that went to the wilted flower, sometimes something that was good yesterday is, and I'm not necessarily talking about food. I'm talking about situations. Something that worked for us yesterday, but now it's wilted and it's no longer viable. It's no longer useful to us. I mean, it was just like the prophet that got sent to the brook, Cherith. Well, there come a time that it dried up. And the Lord said, go to the widow. That was his sustenance, that it sustained him for a while. The Lord had actually sent him there. God sent him to that. So it wasn't that he was out of God's will. God sent him there. And then he even sent the raven to feed him. And that was his sustenance for a while. That was his, his place of having life, of having living water, of having water, of having food for a while. But it did dry up, and then God sent him on. But see, he could have said, well, this is where I've been eating. This is where I've been drinking. I'm staying right here. But, how often do we not do that? I look, sometimes I think about people, and we've all known them. I promise you, we've all known them, particularly when you was in high school maybe or in college, that there'd be these couples that they would date for a while, and then it would be like the relationship would become toxic or abusive or whatever the case, it would become not good, and they'd break up. And the next thing you know, they're back together. And then they break up. And then they're back together. And it would have a relationship that would just be completely volatile. But because they had become familiar with it and comfortable with that and what they were used to, and probably had soul ties as well, that they keep going back to that toxic situation. We've seen it in marriage. You see it in marriages just as well, where they'll break up, can't live together and, can't live with one another and can't live without one another, that's a terrible saying. I don't know whoever come up with that. That's a terrible saying. But we'll keep going back to a toxic situation because it's familiar to them. I think about even Lot's wife. And I don't know that where they were had ever been a good place. I don't really know. The word doesn't expand on it that much. But, when the Lord told them to leave, he said, don't look back. Don't even look back. And I know some say, well, maybe she was just curious. There was... probably, whether it was a volcano or whatever that was happening, meteorites, I don't know what it actually was, but anyhow, God rained down like fire and brimstone on them. You would think in some sense, some might say, well, she was just curious to see what was happening, but I've also heard it taught that it was like that was familiar to her, where she had been, and it was like there was still a part of her that was longing to go back. But see, the Lord had said, don't look back. But there was something in her that caused her to look back. And of course, it was death to her. You know, she turned into a pillar of salt. You know, you see situations where God, you know, like with the prophet, where God will send us places, whether it's a church, whatever, God will send us into situations that is God, that is God's will. And then when the situation changes, you know, when the assignment is complete, or now personally, I've been in situations before where it seemed like that things went sideways. You know, people in leadership get greedy, get whatever. You know, their agendas somehow change. They get their own plans intertwined in there with God stuff, and the next thing you know, it all goes sideways. And then, just like that sugar water, what was sweet becomes bitter, and then it's time to go. And but you see those that at times it's like they're like, no, I can't go. Or, and on the flip side, and I try not to, of course, y'all wouldn't know the people that I know, but, you know, I try not to ever say names and things like that. But I've lived through so many situations, it just seems like I've seen so much. And most of it's sad. I mean, a lot of it's sad, but. You know, the word even talks about, you know, of course, it's talking about folly in Proverbs 26:11. It says, as a dog returns to its folly, so a fool repeats, or a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly, foolishness. It's another word for folly. But, you know, I'm really talking about more in the sense of Christians that that go through situations, and some of it, sometimes it's really sad. I know I won't go into the particulars, but, you know, people, you know, there are people that they've come out of maybe some of the Methodist or Baptist or other churches. And, of course, God, you know, God loves the Methodist and Baptist too. But say when you have come into the full gospel, whether you believe in miracles and you believe in the gifts of the Spirit and you believe in healing for today and you believe in speaking in tongues, interpretation in tongues, you're not typically going to get that in most of the other denominations. You know, and if you come out of, you know, now I've been full gospel all my life, so I mean I was raised that way. I've always been around it. But, you know, my husband was raised Baptist. And of course, grew up that believing that those things had passed away. But, you know, I've seen people that they would come out of those kind of churches and get into full gospel and be spirit baptized, tongue talking, maybe even prophesying, participating in the gifts of the Spirit and things like that. And then there'd be something happen, whether it's a pastor passed away or some kind of church split, you know, something disappointing and heartbreaking that happened in the church, and then turn around and go back into an unbelieving situation, you know, go back into maybe a dry church that doesn't believe in those things, rather than, you know, just seeking the Lord and saying, okay, God, where do I go next? What's the next step, Lord, that you have for me? You know, I think about those little birds out there when I temporarily take their feeder away, you know, and in my mind I think, why wouldn't they just wait? You know, why wouldn't they just, you know, they know, you would think they would know that I'm going to bring it back. Why wouldn't they just wait for that fresh water instead of going to the dried up things, going back to the rancid water, or go back to the wilted blooms? You know, why wouldn't they be just ready and waiting and anxious for that fresh juice to come out for them that they know is going to be sweet and just made clean container. You know, and we do that sometimes, you know, or should, where God is concerned, that when there's disappointments and when there's things that don't go the way that we thought they were going to go, and maybe leadership does go sideways and God's going to have to replant us. And those are the very times that we need to wait on the Lord for that fresh oil. Wait on the Lord for that fresh word. Wait on the Lord, you know, and be anticipating it and be ready and waiting and knowing that God's going to clean, he's at least going to clean our situation up. You know, he may not change the people that we've been involved with. He may not change that church. He may not change that relationship, you know, that ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, whatever the case. But God will work with us. You know, when we're working with him, he will work with us. When we are like, Lord, show me what's next. I want that fresh oil. I want that fresh water. Lord, I want, you know, I don't want to go back to some, I don't want to stay someplace and feed off something that's rancid. I don't want to go back to a bloom that's wilted, that's no longer has any nourishment, is no longer good. I don't want to partake of something that could be poison to me. And that we would wait on God until, excuse me, until that fresh water, that fresh oil comes. And then got to be willing to move, you know. I've seen people, I mean, I know people that God had other places for them to go, wanted to relocate them. And they say, oh, but my family lives here, my kinfolks live here. I can't leave this area. My kinfolks live here. And it's like, you know, me personally, I'm like, well, you can come back and visit. That don't mean you can't come back and visit. But, you know, God told Abraham, he said, get up and leave your kinfolks. So, for, you know, I've heard others say, well, I don't think God would have me move away from my family. You think? Go back and read Abraham's story. He told him not to take any of them with him. And he took Lot with him, and look where that went. Well, I've got, you know, my parents are getting older, this and that. God's able to take care of them. You know, think of the boy in the word when Jesus told him, he said, come and follow me. And he said, let me go back and bury my dead father. And Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. That sounds pretty rough, doesn't it? That's what he said. It was about just obeying the Lord and going with him. And it doesn't always make sense to our minds. You know, there's a lot of things in the Word that I read, and you know, it makes me go tilt sometimes. But I know it's all good because it's God. His ways are higher than our ways. You know, one of the examples that and it actually breaks my heart, but, you know, when my sister passed away, her husband had grown up, I think he'd been Baptist, but he wasn't really a devout churchgoer. My sister was an on-fire person. She loved God. She wanted to do everything God wanted her to do. She just, you know, that was her driving force in life, was to, you know, the prophetic words that she had received was to walk into those things and to do all of that. And that was just her heart, you know. And she had a strong personality. I mean, she she drug her husband along with her, you know, in those things. Willing or not, she was like, God's called us to do this. Let's do it, you know. And when she passed away, which, you know, it broke his heart. We were all praying for her healing, you know, all hoping and believing that God would raise her up. But God took her home. And her husband, it's like he instantly quit church, you know, quit paying tithes, quit going to church. A few months later, started dating someone that I don't know her personally. heard from another lady, you know, from a lady that does know, or any, I heard that she was atheist. And he ended up marrying her. I've seen things on Facebook that indicates they're, you know, back to gambling and back to drinking and things like that. And, you know, and just makes me shake my head. It's like, but y'all served in the church and were prophesied to and all of the things that God has said and all of the word that's been poured into you. And, you know, but went back to, no, not the atheist part, I don't think, but went back to some of the things that were familiar. You know, went back to those things that he was a part of back before he met my sister, you know, and things like that. And no condemnation at all. I mean, my heart is there for him. I always liked him. And pray that he doesn't forget the things that God told him, doesn't forget the things that he learned and the faithfulness of God. But that's, you know, that's a hard road. And you see people that, you know, just like those birds, or when I bring the feeder back out, that they seem afraid. You know, they almost seem afraid of it. You know, sometimes we're afraid of change. You know, change can be scary. Yeah, I mean, it really can be. And it can be... It can take a while to adapt to change. It can seem, you know, it can seem kind of shaky at first. Most, for me personally, actually, most of the time I like change. I think I'm a little weird in that way. But I usually embrace it. I get bored with the same thing all the time. But change can be scary, you know. You know, and just like with the animals, with the kitties and things like that, you see that nature, you know, come up of, whoa, that wasn't there before. You know, and the birds taking it away for 30 minutes, and when it comes back, they circle it like it's something brand new that they've never seen before. You know, you think about the children of Israel. You know, when they were going across the desert, and then, of course, they got tired of the meat, or they got tired of not having meat. They got tired of the manna. And, you know, they had been set free from captivity. I mean, they've been slaves, set free from captivity and on the way to the promised land. And in their discomfort, and I'm sure, you know, bound to have been lots of questions and maybe even scary going across the desert with their little kids and things like that. Even though God showed himself so strong on their behalf with the cloud by day and the fire by night and all the things, the manna from heaven. I mean, it was so obvious that God was with them. But they began to murmur and complain, well, maybe we should just go back to captivity because we had leeks and onions there and we had meat. And you know, they were worried about being killed in the desert because Pharaoh's people were chasing them. And they were like, well, you know, we could just be slaughtered here, you know, out here in the desert. Maybe we should choose someone to speak for us and go back, you know, go back to Egypt. Go back to what was familiar. Instead of pressing on into what God had said that he had for them. You know, those times when we're in transition and those times when things go sideways, whether it's due to our messing up or, you know, or other people around us, you know, if we will pull aside with God and not give up and keep asking him for that fresh oil, keep asking him for that fresh water, keep asking him for direction, he will give it to us. Doesn't mean you won't have opposition. Doesn't mean the devil won't fight you tooth and nail, because he does everything he can to keep us from stepping into our destiny and stepping into that place that God has called us to. And he'll use other people. He'll use discouragement. He'll use the, well, did God really say? Or did you really hear? Well, did you really hear? Well, maybe that prophetic word wasn't really God. Maybe they just were being nice. Or maybe he's changed. You know, how many times haven't you heard that? People in relationships, well, I think maybe he's changed. I'm going to go back. He only broke one arm last time, but I don't think he'll break an arm again. Maybe I'll go back. Familiarity. So often, just like I said, and I think many times it's soul ties, but it gets us into trouble. And we've just got to be willing to keep moving forward with God. And when things don't go the way we think, or when things haven't manifested yet, to just keep trusting God and keep believing God and keep looking for the fresh oil, keep looking for the fresh water, keep looking in the Word, keep praising God. And you know, and sometimes when we don't know what else to do, we just stand still until we hear from the Lord. You know, I've heard at times people say, if you haven't done what God said last, go back and do what he told you to do last time until he gives you further instruction. But sometimes God will just say, be still. He said that to Moses, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. But by all means, don't go back to the dead. Don't go back to the rancid. Don't go back to what no longer is viable, what no longer works. We don't want to go backwards. We want to just keep pressing on with the Lord and knowing that he will make a way. He will show us the way. If he has to make a new way, he can do that too. He says, I go before you and make the crooked path straight. You know, if he has to go before us and make a path, he is perfectly capable of doing that. And not always will everybody understand, and a lot of times there will be people around you that will be saying, oh, just go back. Oh, just go back. Oh, just do that. Oh, just go back to your old church. Oh, go back to your old boyfriend. Oh, go back. You know, I think you're taking it too far. Your thinking's wrong. You know, go back to your old thinking. Keep following God. Keep looking to the Word. Keep pressing in to what God has for you. You know, and you may be the very one, just like them little birds when I put out the new feeder, and there's always, as I've said, there's always one that'll be brave enough to finally come up and light on it. They'll look at it and look at it, and then they'll light and they'll get a drink, and then the next thing you know, all the other birds will come flocking back to that one. Like, oh, yes, it's fresh and it's new. Yeah. Sometimes we have to be that one that steps out and tries that new, steps into that new place. You may be the very one that leads others into a new place of freshness and newness and destiny. You may be the pioneer. So just trust God with it. Keep pressing in, keep believing him. All right. Let me play another song here right quick. I've got several other people that have called in, so I need to write down these numbers. There.
Why do I do things I hate? Why do I say things that I shouldn't say? When I know better, yeah, I could love better. Some days I take it too far. Sometimes the world gets the best of my heart. I know who I am till I forget just who I am. When I find myself again, standing knee deep in my sin, you chase me down when I don't deserve it.
Thank you for each and every one tonight. Lord, I speak a blessing over them. Lord, open our hearts to hear. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord, to embrace your word, your will. Father, your guidance. Lord, I thank you for bringing healing, for bringing direction, for bringing breakthrough, for bringing transformation. Lord, in placing each one of us on the path that you've prepared from the beginning of time for us, Lord, that we would step into those things that you created us for, that you called us to, that you destined us for. Lord, that you put everything within us with your spirit, with your gifts. Lord, even the way you gave us our personality and everything else, Lord, to prepare us to do the work that you called us to. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for wanting us. And Lord, we love you. We thank you. Lord, we appreciate you and we're so thankful for your grace. Only your grace, Lord, can we do any of it. You are our strength. You are our hope. You are a rock. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my first caller here, 910-709. How you doing, Miss Sylvia?
Pretty good.
Good.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I understand busy. I understand. I bet you are. You're still still in school?
Yes, I just started back on the 28th of August, so I'm trying to get back into it.
Yeah, getting cranked up. Well,
yeah.
Now, how much more do you like?
Well, I have to go another year and a half.
Year and a half, okay.
Which is not.
You broke up a little bit there. I didn't catch that last couple of words.
A year and a half.
Okay, okay. Yeah, every now and then you're breaking up just a hair. Not bad, but it's cutting out a word once in a while. So.
Oh, okay. It may be. Okay, is it good now?
We're still kind of doing it a little bit, but that's all right. I'm hearing you enough that I can communicate with you.
Okay.
Do you have a testimony for us? Or was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight or anything on your heart you wanted to share?
No, just how the Holy Spirit leads you tonight.
Okay. Sometimes you have some really good stories and testimonies, so I always like to ask you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for strengthening her, Lord, and for energizing her, and, Lord, for helping her to prioritize, Lord, helping her to get all her ducks in a row, so to speak, Father, that she's able to get things lined out and lined up, Lord, that there's not any undue stress in any of this, Father, that she's able to line up her schedule and line up all that she has to do, Father. That it makes things flow for her. It makes things easier than she would think. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing her sleep. Lord, blessing her sleep so that she just feels energized. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for even working in relationships. And I sense whether it's coming, it's already come, like a new peace in your home. I just sense like a new peace in your home. I know at one time you said you had a brother that lived with you or something. I don't know if you still do or not. I hadn't talked to you in a while, but but it's just like I sensed a new peace in your home. I'm kind of listening to see if the Lord's adding to that any, but that's just what I'm getting, like a new peace in your home. So I don't know if there is and that doesn't always mean that everything has been worked out in every situation, but it's just like I sense, mm-hmm. like even whether your brother would be concerned, like a new accepting of one another, a new level of communication and unity, like just things settled, things being more settled than they have in the past, things being more at ease maybe than they have in the past. And like I said, I don't know if this has already come or something that's coming, but that's really just the way I'm getting it, is just like a new peace, a new level of peace in your home, so that it's not distractions and added undue stress with the other things that you have too. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for a new level of peace. Just for a new level of peace surrounding her life, Lord, surrounding Sylvia's life, surrounding her home, Lord, that when she's home, that she can just feel restful and feel that there's not strife, that there's not stress, that there's nothing added, you know, that it's truly a place of rest, a place of peace, a place, you know, like your shelter, your abode of quietness, to be able to come home. And it doesn't mean we don't have chores and things like that. We always have that. But that there's not added stress at home, that it just be like, there'd be like a new level of your peaceful abode when you're home. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sylvia, for blessing her memory, Lord, for giving her good teachers and Lord, even new friendships when she's at school, Lord, new friendships around her, Father. And I thank you, Father, for using her everywhere she goes, Lord, everywhere she goes, that you use her with a word on time, Lord, that the word of the Lord is in her mouth. And Lord, that you open the opportunities for her to share and to speak into the lives of others. And Lord, even connect her with those that speak into her life. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for a peaceful abode, Lord, and an abiding peace that goes with Sylvia. And Lord, just an abiding peace that would rest on her. Lord, give her extra rest in her sleep, that when she sleeps, she just feels like she's been totally refreshed, Lord, and that 4 hours would feel like six, and six would feel like eight, Lord, that she just feels like, wow, I rested so good. And Father, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, that is so great, all of it. The sleep, the peace that I have here that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
And I actually feel it now.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, I didn't know if that was something
yes.
that had already happened or something that was going to happen. I wasn't getting that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just happening. It's happening now. And it's a lot better. And that's because I think I told you before, I have another brother that was here. And he was the issue. And I stay stressed out all the time. So I pray to God. And he removed them. So now I'm at peace.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, I hadn't talked to you. You know, when I have talked to you, we haven't talked about, you know, your family. And so I was really unaware of what I knew at one time you had one living there and that there had been some disagreement and things like that. But anyway,
yes.
Thank you, Lord, for giving you a peaceful abode.
Amen. Yes. Jenny, could you pray for my two daughters? One name is Jasmine and one name is Tiffany.
Sure, absolutely. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Jasmine and Tiffany. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your hand of protection around them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of the Lord, for the wisdom of the Lord. It seemed like we've certainly prayed that for both, but it seems like that Tiffany's name would come up more to me as I'm praying that.
Right.
But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God in their life, Lord, and for the ability to hear you and make right choices, Lord, it's like intelligent choices is kind of the way I'm seeing it, that it's not just the wisdom of
yes.
God, but intelligent choices. You know, because
yeah.
you can, you know, we have a natural mind in our choices too. I mean, there are things, I mean, God guides us in wisdom and wisdom of the Lord, but there are things that are just, like I said, are just good sense that are, whether it's good business thinking or good time planning things, there's intelligent, you know, our intelligence plays a part in it. So Father, I just thank
yes.
you, Lord, for the wisdom of God, but intelligent choices, Lord. And the planning ahead, Father, the look and planning ahead, to be able to look ahead and plan ahead so that they make plans that would be productive for their future, or that they're able to look beyond the moment, because a lot of us have made choices at times that we made those spur of the moment, in the moment of what felt good at the moment or what pleased us at the moment, without always looking ahead at the consequences of thinking of really looking and planning of like, how is this going to affect my future, or what about my future, or I need to make choices now that will set me up for a successful future, a good future in the days ahead and the years ahead. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for guiding them both and helping them, Lord, to make godly choices, make intelligent choices, Lord, and that ability to even be still, sometimes refrain from making a decision until they have looked further into it, as how it will affect them in the days ahead, so that they help set them up for a good future, help set them up for success for the days and years that lay ahead of them. And Father, I thank you. I just say, Lord, for Jasmine, Lord, that you. Lord, that you, I just feel like that, Lord, that you would settle her emotions, Father, that Lord, where her emotions are concerned, that she will not be, that she will, Lord, be guided by you and guided by your word and guided by the wisdom that she's been taught from her mother, Lord, that all of us at times have made decisions or have said things or done things out of an emotional moment. And it takes self-discipline, self-control to learn to not be ruled, not to speak out or not to do things, not to be emotion-led. So, Father, I thank you for Jasmine. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the gifting and the talents that are on her, Lord, of the calling of God that's on her life, Father. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping her in areas of where she might let her emotions rule at times, Lord, just to continue to mature in those areas, Lord, that she just will turn to you, you know, will turn to you. And those times when she wants to speak out or lash out or to do something out of her emotion, Lord, to make a choice out of her emotion or to react out of her emotion, Lord, that she'll just quieten herself and turn to you and look to you for guidance and wisdom and understanding, Lord. And Father, I just speak protection around her emotional heart. When I say protection around her heart, her emotional heart, Lord, that you just keep her and she just feels the love of God so strong. And Lord, that she would just know how very much that she is loved and how very much that you are with her and for her all the time. All the time, that she's not ever alone. She's never alone, God. We feel alone sometimes, but we're not. And she would just know that in every moment, every minute of every day, Lord, that you're just with her all the time. And Lord, I just speak over both of the girls' relationships with their mom, Lord, that there would be peace and unity and love, because love never fails. And Lord, that they would know that they can confide with their mom, that they can have their mom pray with them. And they can, with confidence, Lord, call upon the wisdom that Mama has. Lord, she's for them too. God is for them, but Mama's for them. And will help them in whatever way she can, Lord. Father, to speak peace and unity over the family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, that is exact. Exact. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I've heard you mention your daughters a time or two. I've never heard you say much about them, so.
Yes, all that is so correct. I do a lot of praying for them, and Jasmine does have a call upon my life, and she's running. And he anointed her to sing, and he says that whenever she sings, people would get healed.
Oh, wow.
And the most beautiful voice, and she's just running. But sometimes I bribe her to go to conferences with me. She just recently got delivered, so she's slowly getting there. Huh?
I said, praise God for getting delivered.
Yeah. So she's been in some tough relationships, and so I guess that's where her emotions come in. And she just had her birthday is tomorrow, and she's looking at her age of being 37 and not married and don't have kids yet. And I guess not having the kids, I sort of talk to them about not having kids out of wedlock. And I guess she feels like her clock is ticking, and she's very emotional about the marriage and, you know, and not having kids yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where the emotions are coming in.
Well, God knows, you know, the Lord knows. And
yes.
He's always on time, you know, that you know, his time, and I mean, look at Abraham. Goodness,
yeah.
They were nearly 100 years old. Not that he's doing that, you know, don't know that he'd do that again. But, you know, when they did the Ishmael thing, it didn't work out very good for anybody. So, you know, we just lean to God's timing, you know, lean into God's timing. There's been a lot of ladies have babies a little bit later in life, and it was all just fine. So,
Right. That's God, what I tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, thank you for praying tonight, Jamie.
Well, you're most welcome, sweetie. And good
okay,
to get the
God bless you.
God bless you,
too. You too. Okay. Good night.
Okay. My computer is just grinding and grinding. Let me see if it... Okay. 828-989.
Hey, Miss Jeannie.
Hi, girl.
Jennifer.
I didn't know if it had opened up or not because it's my computer's still grinding on Sylvia's number. Okay, she dropped off. That helped it. Okay. Anyhow, it's. I know when I first called in tonight to turn on the show, Blog Talk, they had a recording that they were having trouble with their system, and I thought, oh, please no. But then it went ahead and logged me on, so far so good. So, okay, well, anything going on in your life you want to share? Anything on your heart, hon?
Oh, God is good. God is so good. I just feel like he's really speaking and moving and just excited to see what he's going to do next.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. Yeah, okay. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for her heart to let you complete the picture. Lord, her heart to see you take the ingredients and make something. Lord, just like the old song of mold me and make me, Lord, that she is willing to be molded and made, and Lord, even yearning for that, even yearning to have you mold her and make her. And, that old song even talked about being broken and God remaking us and all of that, and we go through all of that breaking in life. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've put within her, and, Lord, the things that you've been developing in Jennifer, and Father, her heart for others, Lord, that you've given her a real compassion for others, a desire to see healing in others, a desire for her own. And we all have a desire for our own healing. We all want to feel good. We all want to emotionally feel good. We all want to have provision. But it's such a wonderful thing when we have that heart that sometimes that we want it for others sometimes more than we even want it for ourselves, because, you know, we want to see good things happen for other people. And I just see that about you, that you have such a heart of compassion, such a heart of caring to see others healed, to see others prosperous, to see others come into the real knowledge, the full knowledge of God and what God has for them, and that how God loves them, and just the full knowledge of the Lord. Not that we ever, we don't ever, know the Lord. We will never know God in his fullness, I don't think. But we come into that greater understanding, that higher understanding. I think we'll be in heaven before we really, there's some things we're just not going to know until we get to heaven. But Father, just thank you for Jennifer, Lord, that you have, through her own hurt, through her own brokenness, through her own areas of desiring healing and being healed and going through all of the changes and all of the challenges that she's had, Lord, that she has continued to care for others, Lord, and it's even built a greater compassion in her for others, Lord, that others would not have to go through the time or go through the same challenges that she has, but, Lord, that they would take paths that would bring them beyond that, so that they can detour around some of the pains and the hurts that she's endured and that we endure, Lord, that others would get there quicker, that others would get there easier, that others would get there without having to go through the battles that we go through, Father. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, even for, once again, I'm getting about a book, Jennifer, about you writing down about the things you've gone through, the testimony of what God has brought you through. I just immediately started seeing a book about the things you've gone through, the things that God has taught you, the faithfulness of God. Whether it's a book of, I see it more of like a book of testimony. I know many people do like a devotional and will tell stories in a devotional. They may insert, you know, because devotionals don't have to be just scriptures and things like that. Devotionals where they give little tidbits of stories. But anyhow, a book that would include your bits and pieces of your testimony and encouragement, to be an encouragement to others. And you may even have pictures in it and things like that. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Jennifer to share. Lord, that you use her mouth to share. You use her voice to share. But Father, that she's going to use the pen. She's going to use the pen. She's going to use the things, even the things of nature, Lord, that you show her, that she's going to use those things to share, to help encourage others, to help bring others along, Lord, quicker and easier. That's our heart. That's our desire. Lord, that they'll know that there's hope for them, that God is a healer, that God is a God that loves, that God will bring them through even when it looks dark, when it looks the darkest, that the light is coming. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer and all that you're doing in her life and the new beginnings that are before. And, Lord, the things, some things that have been started and not completed, Lord, that there are things that she's going to pick back up and she's going to complete them. Things that she has wanted to do, things that you have directed her to do at times, but things that have been on her heart, many of those things that you put on her heart, but some things that have been laid down, maybe just due to time, Lord, of her picking those things back up and continuing on with them, Lord, as your direction and your guidance to completion, Lord, to completion, to fruition, for the fruit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. I feel like God just opened my heart and just had you reading pages from my heart. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Some of the things you were sharing, just like conversations I've had with God recently, like word for word. Wow, to know that you're seen and loved by God,
yeah.
But to have that confirmed in such a beautiful way, and you have just such a beautiful way of, you know, interpreting what you're hearing and seeing and putting it in words to really make us, you know, at least me, just feel his heart. So I just bless you and I thank you, and I just thank God tonight for, I was tearing up listening to that. So thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. I just thank the Lord. But, I mean, I'm just dependent on him because I don't know anything about any of you guys, really, what little bit you've told me here and there. But it's just all God. I mean, I'm as dependent on God as everyone else. And thank God we have him. Thank God he loves him. Thank God, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. No doubt that it's the Lord that speaks through you. No doubt.
Well, honey, is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
No, I just, especially after that, I just feel like in his prayers, he answered my prayers with that. So thank you.
You're welcome. You are most welcome. All right. Well, you have a great rest of the evening, and I will talk to you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me get a drink right quick. How's Mr. Greg?
Well, hello there, Ms. Dean.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good, good, good.
Enjoyed a long weekend.
Did you do anything special?
Not really. Rested. That's pretty special. I don't do that
sometimes
often.
Sometimes it is. I didn't know if you'd gone kayaking or anything like that, or just enjoyed being home.
I did go kayaking Friday night. I did a
Friday
night paddle.
Huh.
Yeah. A group of about 40 people.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Seemed like it'd be hard at night.
Well, the full moon night, we went out. I think I got there about 7:45 and held out, and it was dark when I came back. It was difficult coming back because I was by myself coming back, and there was nobody at the launch, and there was no light at the launch, but, I mean, I had a light with me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I would hope so. Yeah. Well, I'm
but
sure
the moon didn't.
Huh?
The moon didn't break the horizon. Like, it should have been out by about 9:40, 9:45, and mm-hmm. still couldn't see it. And I do not. I was, about 1 hour and 25 minutes from home. And I'm like, I don't want to come off the water at 10:30 and then have to drive, you know, load my kayak and drive an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
So
I
gave
sure
up. And
peaceful
then, of course,
on the water. Yeah, I bet it's peaceful on the water at night.
Oh, it was awesome.
Because I always remember my husband, when we first got married, we used to go fishing some at night, and he would always tell me these stories about fishing close to the bank and snakes dropping off the trees into the boat, and I'm like, no, thank you, nope. No. But maybe you don't
that's
kayak
never happened
over the
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that, well, no,
it never happened to us, but I've heard of it with others, so.
I've heard of it. And yeah. I've seen them in trees before when I'm out kayaking, but I've never seen one drop in, one's never dropped into my boat.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
like that.
Sounds like you had a fun time anyhow.
Good, yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg, and Father, I thank you. I'm getting like Johnny Quest.
I'm
telling my
age
here. Yeah, I'm telling my
mine
age.
Too.
But
mm-hmm.
But like you're a man on a quest now. Like you like and it feels like God's got you on this quest, that you're not just on a quest because you chose to, but that God's actually got you on a quest. And it's like it's a quest for truth. It's a quest that's almost hard to say, quest for clarity, and a quest mm-hmm. For really understanding yourself, you know, for really understanding who you are in God, just for understanding you and understanding God's purpose for you and understanding even things that have happened and things that go on now and just like wanting illumination, you know, a quest for illumination and a quest for what's next, God? Where, you know, where do I fit in the big picture, God? Where it's just like a quest. That's just what I'm getting is like you're on a quest. God has you on a quest, like you're on a journey with the Lord at this point, and God, you know, God drawing you is like I said, it's like God drawing you in certain directions. You know, you ever, as a kid, play that game, and they say, "Oh, you're getting, you have your blindfold. Oh, you're getting hotter. You're getting colder. You're getting hotter."
Yeah.
You know, and it's like they would draw you in the right direction. Okay, you're getting hot. Oh, you're on fire now. You know, and like it's like a sense like God drawing you in certain directions. You know, you're getting warm. You're getting warm. And I mean, that's mm-hmm. funny to even think of it like that, but that's kind of the way I'm getting it. But I just sense like the Lord drawing you, he's leading you, but it's like he's drawing you at times in certain directions. And I don't know, you know, I don't have any idea what that is, whether that's all just mindsets or whether that's actual physical places and things like that. But I just sense God, I mean, that's what it is, like the Lord is drawing you. He's that this quest is very much the Lord, not only the Lord in on it, but like the Lord drawing you in on this quest, that you having that desire in yourself, you know, because you wanting answers and wanting to know things, but also God drawing you into this and calling you into this. And just that there's going to be revelation and God's going to reveal things to you, that you're going to learn some, you're going to have a greater understanding and maybe learn some things that you didn't know at all before. that this is a quest of understanding, a quest of illumination, a quest that will bring peace to you in some areas, a quest that will be exciting in a lot of ways, and answer many of your questions, and that in this you're going to learn more who God is and about God, but you're going to learn more who Greg is too. That it's going to be a revealing of both, and it's going to enable you. I started to say it's going to equip you. I think you're actually already equipped, but some things become uncovered and they become activated as we get to the point, as we become capable, we get to that right point in our life that God says, okay, you can do this now, or you can handle this now, or you're mature enough, or you're ready for this. Like, so those gifts, many times those gifts are already in us. There's things that's already in us, but then they have to get uncovered as we mature, and then as we step into things, then God activates them. They become activated, but God activates them. But I see you becoming more equipped or more able to that you're going to reach people that you couldn't reach before, or not to the degree that you're going to. And I think you're going to love that, actually, to be honest. Because some of that may be people that you care a whole lot about, that you love, that you care about, people that you're around. But I just see you being able, as on this journey, and as God is doing these things in you and through you and with you, and you working with God in all of this, that it developing things in you and uncovering things in you, that you're just going to easier be able to communicate, not only just communicate, but actually to reach people that have been somewhat unreachable before, and maybe to where new people are concerned, that you're going to find that you're going to be able to flow in a new way. You're going to flow in the days ahead. You're going to flow in a way that you've not flowed before. It's going to seem more natural to you. It's going to come to you easier. So I hope that makes sense for you. So Father, I just thank you for Greg, and Father, I thank you for this quest that you have him on and that he's on. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the journey that this journey, Lord, that they're fun, they're exciting, that they're sometimes frustrating, but in all that it's good. Lord, that you mature us and you reveal things to us, and Lord, ultimately you change us into the image of Christ. Lord, you change us into that person that you called us to be. You just keep developing us, and we're all, every Christian in the world, all of us that are called by the name of the Lord are constantly, as we keep seeking God, he's constantly bringing us to higher levels and cutting things away and changing things. He's constantly bringing us higher as he's able to, as we allow him to, and as he's, you know, as we're mature and as we're understanding, it's a constant. As long as we're on this earth and we belong to the Lord and we keep pressing into him, we will constantly be being brought higher. God doesn't ever say, okay, you've made it, you're here. We're always being brought higher by the Lord. So, Father, I just thank you for Greg, and I bless him, Lord, and I bless his body and his life and his provision and his family, Father, and Lord, and his fun times too, Lord. Lord, just bless him coming in and bless him going out and bless him in all he puts his hands to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Johnny Quest. All right. Good deal.
I remember that.
I'm glad you knew who he was.
Oh, I do. I remember watching Big Time when I was a kid.
Yep, I remember watching him. I don't remember much about the episodes anymore, but I like the name. Cute name. So. All
and
right.
His little sidekick, Haji.
Huh?
He had a little sidekick, Haji.
Haji. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I had forgotten
little
that.
Indian boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had totally forgotten that. That's, thanks for reminding me. Oh, I'm getting old. Well, is there anything in particular you want to pray about tonight?
No, we're good. I transitioned my job. That they kind of moved me more away from sales and more into tech. I actually have invested time and resources in upgrading my training. They sent me to manufacturer. The paint line that we carry is BASF. They sent me to a training, 2-day training with them, and now he's got me out in body shops at least 2 days a week training with other painters to learn that paint system better because I've never used it before.
You know, all the more knowledge you get makes you that much more valuable an employee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing, but one of the things that paint suppliers do is if a body shop's painter's on vacation, they don't have anybody to cover, they send somebody in to cover for that painter for the week.
Okay.
So that's part of what I do. As a matter of fact, I have that I have to cover for the first and second week of October, so I'll be in body shops painting for 2 weeks straight, which is perfectly okay with me.
That's what I say. I bet you enjoy that since you like doing car stuff anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, I paint at home anyway, so I've been doing it for years.
Yeah. Well, that keeps it from getting boring if you have a variety of things you get to do.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had to go to the same shop 5 days a week, paint in the same paint booth, and see the same people every day, it would probably drive me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that would me too. Me too. So that's good. I mean, the more that's added to your resume like that, the more job security you have. So that's good thing.
Yeah.
All righty.
I'm more at peace and happier with everything right now.
Good. Good, good. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, is there anything else tonight?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. I appreciate the word.
You're more
good
than
talking
welcome.
To you again.
All right. You too. Talk to you later.
All right.
At 903-946, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name's Janice, and I'm calling from outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Janice, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Janice, okay. Okay. Well, good to have you tonight, Janice, and good to talk to you. Thank you for waiting so long.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me pray for you, and then we can talk a little bit. Father, I just thank you for Janice, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart, Father, her heart to reach out to you, Father, her heart to look to you for answers, her heart to look to you for direction and guidance. Father, that vulnerability, Lord, that ability just to be vulnerable with you, Lord, and say, God, I need you. God, I there's things that I can't figure out on my own, God, and I really need your help, and I need your guidance, Lord, in all of this. And God loves it when we just come to him like a child, you know, that we're not leaning, you know, saying, well, you know, God, what about this and what about this? And I thought such and such, you know, that when we just come to him like a child and just are vulnerable and open with him and, you know, and just talk to him like we would talk to a best friend or to someone that we trust, you know, and just, you know, and he doesn't, you know, God doesn't mind. We don't have to be careful about saying, God, that really hurt me, or God, that really made me mad that they did so-and-so or this and that, that, you know, or even just being, just talking open with him. I mean, God loves that, and he knows it all anyhow, to be honest. You know, there's nothing that we think or feel or have done or anything else that's news to him. I mean, he knows it all anyhow, but he loves it when we just come and just talk to him, just open and heart to heart and voice the things that are bothering us, or voice the things that are fearful to us or the things that we need. I mean, he loves that when we talk to him like a father. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for Janice, Lord, for for the dreams that you've given her, Lord, that sometimes we think that the dreams that we have are just our own dreams, and we don't always realize, Lord, that many times those dreams are dreams that you put within our heart, Father. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the Lord, even the plans that you have that many times in the dreams that you have put in our heart, Father, we don't always realize that you've got plans within those dreams as well, and that those dreams end up being bigger than we ever thought. You know, that we'll think, well, you know, I want to move and I want to have a ranch or I want this and that, and not knowing that maybe God all along has planned to do a great work there, and for hearts, people to be touched, and people, you know, lives to be touched, and, you know, and that God, he can take something that seems so simple and can turn it into such a beautiful thing, you know, that we would, that would never even cross our minds that God was going to use in certain ways, and it can be any number of things. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Janice, Lord, in every part of her body, Lord, any place that there would be any weakness, any place that there would be any pain, Lord, any place that there would be any concern in her life, Lord, that you touch her in her body in every way. Lord, bring strength and bring health, Lord, bring restoration in every part. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a peace to her home. Lord, bringing just the love of God in her home, that everyone that steps in where she is, that they would just feel a security there, that they would feel that secure feeling and feel the love of the Lord there, the love of God there, and feel friendship, Lord, that feel that they have someone that they can talk to that will listen and will care, Lord, someone that would keep things in confidence, that would allow them to confide in them and would pray with them, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for letting Janice know, Lord, that even in her aspirations, even the things that she dreams about, even the things that she longs for, Lord, that even those things that you're in the middle of, Lord, that it's not all just things that maybe she wants or things that she's thinks that maybe she, it's all in her mind, Lord, but that you're in the middle of her dreams as well, and that many of the things that she longs for, Lord, that you long for her, because you're going to use it. Lord, that you're going to use, you're going to be in the middle of many of those things, and you're going to use it for your glory. And Father, I just bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Was there anything you wanted to share tonight, Janice?
Well, no, I had a knee replacement 10 days ago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm having to depend on a lot of people to help. And I don't know, sometimes your children, in this day and age, you wonder where they're coming from and what they're thinking. Sometimes you get a promise, and sometimes that promise doesn't come through, and especially when you're vulnerable. I've just been praying a lot and trying not to take offense and trying to understand what could be going on that I can't see, and just trying to trust also.
Yes, and it sounds like God. Yeah, it sounds like God was talking about all of that. So, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Prayer for my children, that in this day and age that they hear the voice of God and come closer to God and seek to do his will.
Okay, absolutely. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Janice's kids, Lord, her children, Lord, even adult children, Father, that, Lord, that you would draw them, Father. Lord, the word says no one comes to the Father except the Holy Spirit draws them, Father, and we just ask that you would, that they would have encounters with you, Father, that they would be so aware of your presence, so aware of who you are, and Lord, so aware that that you are an intimate God, that you know them by name, that you know everything about them, Lord, that you're watchful over them, Lord, but that they would be, that they would come to an awareness of how intimate a God that you are, that you're not just a God up in heaven that's keeping the world going round, Lord, but that you are very involved in every single part of their life, Lord, just as the word says, you know, the hairs on our head. Lord, that you planned them, you planned every part of their personality, you planned everything about how they look. And Father, that most of all, that they would understand how much that you love them. Because the word says it's the goodness of God that draws people to repentance. So if they realize how much you love them, Father, that it would cause them to want to know you in a greater way. To understand that you will talk to them, that you will speak to them, Lord, and that you will guide them, and that you will tell them things that are to come, and you will tell them things that are even going on in their lives, Lord, that you'll open their eyes to things that they can't see and don't see right now, and guide their hearts, Lord, and grow them, Father, that if people could just understand how much God loves them and how much God will be involved in every part of their lives. And Father, just ask that, Lord, that you even help them to have compassion on their mom, Lord, to be available to help her in every way that she needs help, Lord, particularly as she's healing from the knee surgery and things like that. And Father, I just speak over Janice, Lord, that a quick healing, a quick recuperation, Father, that all of this part of her knee, Lord, that it just heals up quickly, Lord, that any pain that might be there diminish and just go completely away. Lord, you said that you bore our pain and sorrows, and by your stripes we were healed. So we just speak a quick healing, a quick use, any swelling gone, pain gone, Lord, and that she just be amazed at how quickly she's able to be up and about and using that knee and things feeling good and working good for her. And Father, we just bless her kids and bless her family. And we thank you, Father, for the love of God. We just speak the love of God over that family. Speak love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ooh, thank you very much. Thank you,
you're
Lord.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Well, it was good mm-hmm. getting to meet you in this sense, and good,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in, and feel free to call back anytime.
Okay, God bless you, and you have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Janice. You too, hon. Good night.
Good night.
Let me write down, there's some more new numbers here. All right, 251-229.
This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hi, girl. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Any testimony tonight or anything on your heart you're wanting to share?
Well, yes. I have a testimony, and basically, I'm going to be starting back school myself, so.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to be, I have a year left, and I'm praying, one of my prayers is, I just have a year left with the Baptist program, and then I can take it up a notch, you know, but I'm just going to take it one step at a time and let God lead the way.
How cool. How cool. Congratulations. Proud of you. So good. How long has it
Thank
been
you
since you've been in school?
Oh, it's been a minute. Usually what I would do is I would work and go to school, and that
mm-hmm.
kind of prolongs things. You know, I wouldn't just, you know, for some in the younger day, you know, you can go straight through it. But I've always worked and went to school. So it's been, to answer your question, it's been a minute. I want to say, maybe 8 years now?
Yeah.
because I've always worked and stuff, and all of a sudden I said, I only have a year left. That's what they told me, which I didn't know for a while. And I said, I'm going to go ahead and take a shot at it and pray about it.
Yeah. That's I'm so proud of you. That's neat. You know, that's like, which I don't know if you were on earlier when Sylvia was on. Sylvia started back to school. I'm not sure how old Sylvia is, but I think she's 60-ish or something like that, and is back in school and has been for like a year or two now and just doing good, you know. So I commend people that go back to school after they've been out for a while. You know, that's sounds challenging to me, but that's great. So neat.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sarah. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the courage that she has, Lord, that to step out, Lord, to step out into new areas and to take on the challenges, Lord, of going back to school and completing this. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for even a spirit of excellence and a spirit of completion, Lord, of Lord, that's your desire for our lives, Lord, that those things that we have started, those places that you call us to is a place of completion. Lord, that you don't call us just to start, and you don't bring us into things just to get started, but as the word says, it's finishing well. Lord, that you called us to finish well. You called us to finish well in life. You've called us to finish well in the Spirit, Lord, and it's only by your, it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, that it's by your help and your Spirit, Lord, that we finish well. But, Lord, it does take the courage and your encouragement and your helping us, Lord, to even step out in areas of life. And that's not just in school. It's not just in jobs, Lord. But in every part of our life, Lord, that you encourage us on and you call us on. And, Lord, you're always right there with us saying you can do it. You can do it because I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to do it through you. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, even for I'm hearing the word like encounters, Lord, that Sarah will have. Lord, that there will be encounters that she's going to have through this and there's going to be connections. But I'm hearing it more as encounters, Lord, that she's going to have encounters that are going to be God encounters, that they're going to be God setups, Lord, that you're going to set her up at times for encounters with other people, Lord, that she's going to speak into their lives. And there's times, Lord, that you're just going to be in the middle of some of these encounters, God, in the middle of where there's information given, Lord, where there's others, Lord, even speaking into her life, Lord, her speaking to those. And I'm not getting anything real clear as far as what all, but I'm just hearing the word encounters, you know. And a lot of times we'll hear the word connections, God making connections, but this is encounters. So an encounter doesn't necessarily mean that we, you know, and a connection is something where you actually make a connection and you stay connected with someone for a while, for a period of time. But an encounter many times is a one-time thing, you know, that you'll have an encounter with someone or an encounter with something, and it will be, it can be life-changing. It can be something significant that happens in that moment. But I'm just getting encounters. God set up, God ordained encounters that you're going to have, and it's going to be God in it. You know, that will be a blessing to you. At times it will be a blessing to others. There may be information. But God encounters. And that's cool. Thank you, Father. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Sarah can look forward with expectation and excitement, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for giving her the energy that she needs. And, Lord, even supernatural recall, Lord, that she will step into this with just confidence and it will just fit like a glove, Lord, that even though it's been a while, that, Lord, that she'll settle right back into to the school life, and it won't feel uncomfortable to her, Lord. It won't feel like it doesn't fit, but it'll feel like, okay, this is just fine. I can do this. And, Lord, I just speak excellence over and excelling, Lord, the favor of God over her life, And I thank you, Lord, for godly encounters, for God encounters. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm excited.
That's good.
I'm thinking of you.
I was listening to Sister Sylvia's testimony and what's going on with her, and I was like, oh, I'm excited for her, too. Sounds like a good testimony as well.
Yep. That girl, she's something else now. She is just a tiger. She's just a grab it and run with it. She's a treasure. Well, I wish
she's
you all the best for you, and I'm excited for you. We'll have to hear as you go through all of this how it's going and what God's doing, but it sounds like God's right in the middle of it.
Oh yeah, he's been so good to me, especially getting prayer from PGN Prophetic Network. It's like it's unity and just getting prayer in the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
I feel so good about it. I just feel great about everything. So, Lord, continue to bless you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I received that. I agree. I mean, PGN is really like a family to me. And to me, it is. I know Randy says that. I think almost everyone feels that way, you know, that's a part of it, that it just really feels like its own family. So it's a blessing. You know, I appreciate Randy and I love it. You know, I call into the others' programs from time to time too. I enjoy it. I enjoy getting to talk to them and getting prayer just as much as the rest of them. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, girl, you have a great week. You have a blessed week, and thank you for sharing, and I'll talk to you again.
Well, let me say this before we leave. I remember during the time when I had COVID, and I was here, I didn't know, it just hit me so hard, and I was here, and I got on PGN, and Prophet Randy, he was like, what's going on? And, you know, we were praying, and I told him, oh, I've got I believe I got COVID, and this was before I went to the hospital, and he prayed for me, and I'm just thanking God that, you know, he saw me through, thanking God once again for the prayers. Oh, it was just wonderful. I made it out of there, you know?
Yes, yes.
With the help of the Lord.
Praise God. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I know Randy would appreciate that too. Yeah, girl, I know. I can remember all the years of going through so many things and going and calling Randy and getting prayer. And, you know, like I said, I've called into a lot of the others at times too, you know, when things are going on. So we always appreciate you guys coming back and giving your testimonies and just sharing, you know, what God has done, giving God glory.
Okay, yeah. So I'm thankful to the Lord for you as well as PGN, and have a blessed night.
You too, sweetie. All right. Thank you much. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you, sweetie? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Okay.
No, well, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. Let's pray for you right quick. I'm getting a little short on time. Father, I thank you for Cheryl. And, Father, thank you, Lord, just for the strength you've given her. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for being right in the middle, God, of her relationships. Father, for directing her. And Lord, even, Lord, that you're the one that many times chooses our friends and brings us in. Into connection with those that are key to our future. You know, there are people in the world, you know, there are people, you know, we have friends, we have people that we work with and things like that, that, you know, they're there for the time being. They're there for the moment. They're there for the period of time that we're maybe live in a certain area or maybe work at a particular job. But then there are people that are key people, you know, where our future is concerned, or maybe connecting back to others, the other things of God. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just being in the middle of Cheryl's, her relationships. Lord, for being in the middle of it, Lord, of directing her and speaking to her, Lord, and even helping her, Lord, to know when to disconnect from certain ones, when to connect, Lord, even directing our steps. So sometimes we have to be in certain places, that we have to be at the right place at the right time to even make connections. And many times we don't even know, we may not even realize that God is putting us in the perfect place at the perfect time to make a connection that is an important connection for our life or for our future, for the next step. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God in Cheryl's life. Lord, that she will be sensitive to your leading. Lord, that when, Lord, that at times when maybe you're directing her to go a certain place or go a certain direction or take a certain route, Lord, that she will not think, oh, that's just me or not, you know, because we all do that. We all at times think, oh, that was just me thinking that. That was just one of my thoughts, or I just thought that because somebody mentioned that the other day. But, Lord, that she will be sensitive to realize, Lord, that you're speaking to her and that you're guiding her. And, Lord, that there's purpose. There's purpose in the things that you tell us to do. And, Lord, sometimes it's for protection. Sometimes it's for setting us up for the future, setting us up for a good future, setting us up for success, or setting us up for the next step. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing her in her finances, blessing her in her income, Lord, blessing her in her provision, in every area that brings her provision, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just renewing her level of joy, Father, where that frustration comes in, sometimes frustration or discouragement, Lord, or sometimes situations get hard and sometimes we just flat get tired of dealing with certain situations. If it's a situation that's been going on for a prolonged period of time, sometimes we just get tired of messing with it. But Lord, that you will just bring a renewal to Cheryl's joy in a new way. And Lord, just breathe a refreshing over her. And Father, even if there are things that she is dealing with that have become heavy, Lord, that you will help her just to hand those burdens over to you, Lord, because we're just not made to carry burdens. Lord, you said that your yoke is easy, your yoke is light. And Father, that you said, cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And Father, those times when we feel a little burned out because we've been dealing with some situations that seems like it's been too long, that we need to just come back to you, Lord, and cast those things off on you. You know, cast and let you have them, Lord, and let our joy return or be, our joy be increased, Lord, because that load is lifted off of us. So, Father, I speak a blessing over Cheryl. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for all that you're working in her life, all that you're doing in the directing, Lord. Lord, that even she would be surprised, Lord, at some of the outcomes, Lord, as she just keeps following you and listening to you and taking those steps as you tell her to. And, Lord, even being redirected by you at times, that she'll be surprised at the outcomes that you do in her life. And we thank you, Father, and we bless her. In Jesus' name, amen. You still there?
Amen. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much. I don't have a prayer request. I appreciate it so much. You touched on some very good things. I mean, some things that I'm dealing with. And I just thank you for your prayers.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. All right. Well, you have a blessed week then.
Okay. I will. You do the same.
All right. Good night. All right, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm out of time. It's 8:45, and I have to be logged off at 8:45 so Randy can start his program. I'm so sorry. I wasn't able to get to everybody tonight. We just had more callers. Just more have come on as the show has gone on. But God bless you. God keep you. If you really need prayer, please just call back into Randy's program that will start at 9 o'clock and put your hand up, and hopefully Randy can get to you. But God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.